I've driven down from Somerville down to Sonora, and I've come out to Sonora High School. We're sitting outside the ag classroom. You can hear the traffic in the background, and I'm talking with two of the students in the ag program. Both of these students are also in FFA. I'm talking with
Amanda Menes and Shelby Fosdick.
I want to ask you about the FFA program here and about the ag program here. I understand it's a four-year program, and what is it that takes place in the first year?
So the first year is basically just an introduction to agriculture and getting the basis of what's going to go on throughout the year. So the first year is pretty much just to see if ag is for you and if you're into it and if you want to continue on for the rest of your 3 years. And so it's just really easygoing, and you get just introduction to animal science, plant science, and all the basics.
The second year is an expansion to the first year. You understand agriculture more. You're going more into detail with the plant science and the animal science. Also with FFA, you're getting more involved, and you could start running for like chapter officers, start participating in more things because you'll understand. The second year is just the next step to learning more about ag and FFA.
So the second year is more of an academic class. It has, you said, plant science, animal science, so there are textbooks or there is literature of some sort that you study?
We have textbooks and literature and labs. We actually have a garden that we go out to and do our labs out there and do studies. And recently our ag programs got approved by universities and CSUs of California.
What is CSU?
California State University.
What sort of lab project would take place in the garden? The garden is right here, correct? On campus?
Yeah.
Okay. What sort of lab project would take place?
So we could go out there and we could take samples of the soil and test the pH level and see what kind of soil it is, see what makes up that soil, and we could also see what plants would be best for that soil, and because each bed is kind of at a different range. And so recently we planted some plants and we had to do research for that and everything to make sure that the bed and the season and the time of year was right for that plant. So there's a lot of things we could do out there.
Some of these would be successful and some would be failures because that's the nature of laboratory work. And that's done right here on campus.
Yeah.
Third year, is it academic as academic, or is it more focused on the future farmers?
Actually, the all years are academic, but future farmers is just in addition to your everyday classroom, labs, and studies.
And then leadership in the final year?
Yes. Leadership is in the final year. You're looked as a leader as a senior or junior because you've been in the program, and you are expected to participate and be looked up to as freshmen, sophomores, and the community.
Both of you are officers in FFA. Amanda, you?
I'm the president of the chapter,
and I'm the reporter of the chapter.
Are you from an ag background? Does your family have a farm or ranch? Or?
No, we don't have a farm, but I did showmanship at the Motherlode Fair when I was younger, and my mom actually grew up on a ranch and she did 4-H, so I've always had the background and the passion, and I've always enjoyed it, and I never was able to be until I joined ag education and FFA, where I really understood about ag and knew I was passionate about it.
And Shelby?
And I also did 4-H when I was younger, and I showed several different animals. I showed horses and pigs and turkeys, and I wanted to continue that ag background when I got into high school. So I decided to join FFA because I knew that FFA had a lot of opportunities for me. It's more focused on leadership, and it's more focused in on the students. And my family has sort of an ag background, but I've always been really interested in agriculture.
And you're raising some animals now for the fair?
Yeah, I'm raising pigs and turkeys for the fair.
And Amanda?
Yeah, I'm raising the same.
The high school has a unique program or a unique opportunity with the Wildcat Ranch out on Tuolumne Road across from Standard Park. Are either of you involved with what's going on out at the Wildcat Ranch?
Yeah, there's student-supervised agricultural experiences out there. So what they learn in the classroom, they could take out of classroom and do their own thing. And you get what you learn out of the classroom, and you get to take it out into the real world with the assistance of our ag teacher.
Shelby, do you have anything going out at Wildcat Ranch, participation at Wildcat Ranch?
I don't have any animals there, but a couple weeks ago we had the Easter egg hunt, and many members went out there and we hid eggs and we put together tables with prize baskets, and then we had a lot of members from our community, probably, how many would you say, a couple hundred probably, came out there, and a lot of little kids, and they came in, hunted Easter eggs and got prizes. And we've also in the past years harvested crops and potatoes, and then we sell those crops at the farmers market, and we have the cross country out there also, and just several other things, a lot of opportunities out at the Wildcat Ranch.
You said cross country, so the 140 acres is not just for the ag program, it's used by the rest of the school. Do you know of other programs or other events that have occurred out there?
Yeah, actually some students have done their senior projects out there. They're helping get electricity to the livestock barn. So there's other students on campus involved with the ag ranch.
The school provides an agriculture program, but FFA is adjunct to that. The school does not sponsor the FFA program directly. Is that correct?
Yes.
So the FFA program has to pay for itself. How does it do that?
Throughout the year, we do many fundraisers. To start off the year, we do ad sales where local businesses could advertise their business by buying an ad sale, which is on our yearly calendar, and our POA and placements at our end-of-year banquet.
You had a dinner this year that helped sponsor the FFA program for Somerville, Don Pedro, and Sonora. Can you tell me about the dinner that you had?
Yeah, so we had a dinner in February. It was called the Farm to Table. There was over 200 people in attendance, and it was our first annual. And it's called the Farm to Table because pretty much all the food there was grown locally and harvested locally.
I went to that dinner, and we had chicken. Where did the chicken come from?
The chicken was raised at the Wildcat Ranch by students, and it was also harvested out there. So 90 chickens were raised and harvested out at the Wildcat Ranch, and then MJ Farms also came and helped harvest and package, process everything.
And salad?
Students went out to Blue Oak Ranch, and she donated all her lettuce and tomatoes and everything that we used in a salad, and it was very good. And she gave back to our program, which is support from our community that everyone was doing at the dinner.
Amanda, you're a senior, and you'll be moving on. Do you have some plans?
Yeah, I'll be going to Modesto Junior College to study agriculture. So I'm going to start off with ag education to become an ag educator because my teacher, Miss Ingalls, has influenced me. And I have been taught ag, and I love it, and I'd love to keep doing that for future because we are the future farmers of America. Although I don't want to be a farmer, I still want to give back to the ag industry.
And Shelby, do you have some ideas about what you might do in a couple years?
Just like Amanda, I want to continue out of high school into the ag industry and go to an agricultural college or continue in the ag industry.
Thank you, ladies. It's nice to sit here and talk with you and learn a little bit more about Future Farmers of America and the agriculture program here at Sonora High School. Thanks a lot.